Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio is yes, and you. Yeah, he really did. Yes, amen. Yes, it is. Love you, Sunday. Glad you're with us. All right. I want to start us out with our pledges and opening prayer, and then we'll go right to the messages of Jeremy Pearson's, and you're going to love these. I enjoy hearing him preach. He's new, but he does a very, very good, or young, but he does a very, very good job. Well, he's, the mentors in his life are absolutely amazing, so, and he's been very close to them his whole life, so. That is big. Oh, my. All right, here we go with our pledge to the Christian flag. Please say this with me. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to our American flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer, and declare this front part over your, this first part over yourselves, and know who you are in God. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's again pray these two verses over Jerusalem. Let's pray them over the United States of America, and they're great verses to pray over any lost person in your life. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen and amen. Hello, Roger Oxy. I see you on YouTube. We love you. We're so glad to have you with us. Thank you all for being here. And be blessed with this message. These messages, there's actually two of them. Whoops, let me get my speaker going. Hold on, Jeremy, just a minute. I was a little too zealous there. Here we go.
I'm not. not being hit.
Amen. Wow, was that a great message or what? Hold on, I've lost my mouse. There it is. What a great, great message. I enjoyed it this month, or as much this time as the last time, and probably got a little more out of it. I hope you all did too. Is just amazing, but that's something we need to stay in all the time, is examining ourselves, making sure our heart and our words are in the right place. And like he said, it's that simple. If it's not working, it's not faith. So that always gives us something to work towards. I love that message. I love it. I love the revelation that, well, to me, it was a revelation when he said, faith is alive in knowing how much you're loved. Wow. That is where you get to that comfort, that inner knowing inside, is knowing how much you're loved by God. I love that word. That's amazing. And the examining yourself too. You know, we read that every night in our communion. There in everything we should be examining ourselves, but it's there in the communion verses too, but it just should be in everything we do, continuously examining ourselves. And something that he didn't mention, maybe he will in the next message too, but I thought of it as he was teaching, is it is very possible to be strong in faith in one area of your life and not so much in another. And that's when it's always, you know, faith isn't always across the board. Some people have faith in their healing. You just have that inner knowing, I am healthy and whole. Jesus died for me. I am healed, healthy, and whole. But then when it comes to your finances, you may really have to work at making sure that you're in faith and not in flesh, that you're relying on Jesus and not on your job. And I love what he said, the things that you do on a regular basis, it's very easy to get in the flesh with those things and out of faith. So those are my takeaways from this message. And we're going to play another one of his that was a couple of nights later. It's a continuation of this one. Great, great word. I love it. I hope you're getting as much out of it as I am and enjoying it as much. Isn't he a great preacher? Of course, he's had many greats before him. And thank God he's grabbed that wisdom from each one of those. And he's just, he has a profound understanding, and thank God he's sharing it with us. So here we go with the next message. Whoops, guess I better get this one down so I can pull the next one up. Let me see, is there anybody on? I don't see any messages in chat on Zoom, YouTube. Lots of discussions and revelations going on over here too. Hallelujah. All right, well, here we go. I'm going to pull up the next message. And this one is equally as good. I could listen to these over and over, and I have, and I probably will again. So much revelation in them. And we're so glad you guys are here to grab this with us. It will Help us all and edify the body of Christ. You know what? Pastor wasn't on there trying to say anything, was he? He should be sleeping, but okay. I believe he is. Okay, here we go. Oops.
I know. Thank you.
Another amazing, amazing message, or a continuation of that amazing message. Wow. Father, help us to always see when we're trying to handle things in the flesh and not leaving it up to you. And you know that it is really a sometimes when we're acting in the flesh, it's because we're more comfortable with what we know. Like he said, that's when you fall the easiest into it is the familiar, when you're doing things that are familiar. The other thing is a prideful thing. Sometimes we think we want to let God handle so much of it, but then I'll take it from here. That's so that we can take credit for what we're asking him to help us with. So we have to be very careful with those things. I love what he said. Acknowledge your need for help. Always acknowledge your need. Ask the Father when you realize, okay, this is over my head and you want him to handle everything in your life anyway. Ask and then accept the help. However it comes to you, accept the help from the Father, knowing that his plans are better than we can ever even think or imagine or ask anyway. And we have to rest in that, knowing that we are safe. He's never going to do anything against us or hurtful for us. Everything coming from the Father is only and ever good. So resting in that too. Really, really great messages. I love these. Listen to them over and over. If you want the links to these, actually, maybe I will put them in anyway so we can all grab them and study them over and over. Because these are so good. And you know something he mentioned too in the last session that I was going to mention was when he talked about the synergy of Jesus when he was blessing the bread too. That's the attitude we should have when we're paying tithe. As Pastor says, it's not paying, it's worshiping the Lord with your tithe. God loves a cheerful giver. We all know that statement. but we are to be worshiping the Lord with our tithe, and that's where the blessing is. That's the energy we should be putting into wherever you pay your tithe at, whether it's here or your own church or wherever. Worship the Lord with your tithe. That's where the blessing is in that. And that was kind of just a random thing that he mentioned there. But he's so right about, too, the people are just looking for something that works. And it always seems like, not always, but many, many times, it seems like going to the Father seems to be our last resort when it should be our first, because we are. He's the only thing that truly does work, and we're all just looking for something that works. You know, you're frustrated with so many things, and you just want something that works. I know today I was trying to deal with the internet at my dad's place in Michigan and trying to deal with it online, and somehow got into this loop of, you know, what's your username and password, and you put them in, and then they tell you there's something wrong with your username or password, re-enter them, so you do that. And then you eventually resort to the, okay, I forgot my username or password, let's start it all over. So then they say, okay, here's your new password, I'm going to send you a code, and they send you the code, you put the code in, and then it starts you all over. And you keep doing this circle, and you're just like, I just want this to work. That frustration sets in. And that's when, instead of throwing the computer, one should just set it aside. I just say, Father, help me know how to deal with this, and not let that frustration get a hold of you. Not that it did on any terms, and not that it didn't, but just a great message, great message. So now let's receive our new covenant worship or our communion together. Everybody grab your elements. And if there's anyone here tonight or in the future that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to pull up a prayer of salvation that we can read out loud together. There is no reason to wait to do this, and every reason to do it now. If you've been contemplating this, please contact us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. And you can also go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith website, and our contact information is there. We'll be glad to help you answer any questions you have. And we can help you know how to walk out this new life. We have this wonderful group of believers here that we call the Community of Faith. They're the best support that you'll ever get in a group of people. They're wonderful. We're here every day, so you'll always have that support available to you, too. So there's no fear in making that decision. It is a decision that changes your life here on earth in amazing ways. And it's for an eternity. So please don't hesitate. As we pray this prayer together tonight, pray it from the very depths of your heart, because it is your eternal prayer here that we'll be praying together. So let me get that pulled up while everybody gets their communion elements, and then we'll pray it together. And like we always say, even if you have prayed that prayer of salvation 1,000 times, pray it again. It is a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and soul to pray it again. And then we'll read the verses out of the Bible. I guess I'll read them off of my phone, because my Bible again is someplace else. I think probably in the bedroom where I was sitting last with it reading. We'll read the verses out of the Bible that pertain to the communion, the Last Supper Jesus had with the disciples before he was crucified.
And then we'll pray the prayer of salvation together, and then we'll receive communion together. Yes, and if you pray the prayer of salvation with us, then you're welcome to have communion with us. We don't recommend that you take communion until you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But after you've prayed this prayer with us, we welcome you to do this with us. So here we go. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, which is his redemptive work to buy us back until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself. This is why we don't recommend that you do the communion until you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Thank you, Lord. We have the ability to judge ourselves. Thank you. And now let's lift our communion elements together, and let's pray this. Father, we thank you for these communion elements and this time that we can do communion with you. We bless these elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to pull up the prayer of salvation. I guess I should have done that before we blessed our elements, but it doesn't matter. They're blessed either way. Hallelujah. I'm pulling up the prayer of salvation, and let's all pray this together. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me, so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me to know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. And please contact us. Let us know you've made this decision. Let us help you know how to walk out this new Christian life and answer any questions, be any kind of support you need us to be. We're so glad to have you with us and so, so happy for you. And now we're going to receive communion together or receive the new covenant worship. I will put those prayers up right now too on the screen so we can pray these together. And here we go. Let's say this, Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here is the prayer. Let's pray this out loud together. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. All right, and now let's lift up the cup of blessing. And we say this together. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And now here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's drink the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered for us. And help us to be worthy. There we go. Sister Phyllis, are you with us? All right. I'm going to read our closing verses for us. All right. We would love you to, too. It's okay. It's all right. I'm getting mine ready right now, too, so. Yeah, they're wonderful verses. We used to say those in our confessions in the morning prayer time all the time, and they are. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And this closing prayer, I'd like to pray over all of us, Ephesians 1, starting at verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Hallelujah. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen, and thank you, Lord. Thank you all so much for being with us. Ponder everything that you read tonight. We're getting this, we're getting this, we're getting this down in us. If it's not working, it's not faith. Lots for us to ponder on here tonight. So have a wonderful, blessed
sleep and the rest of your evening. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our morning prayer and declaration time together. And hope you can join us. And we'll see you then. And remember, we love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Have a great evening. Good night. Love you.
No one wants to work.